T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There you go. Didn't hear enough Duncan in the montage. For me, it would have been an all Duncan montage. But I guess Max Strus and Bam and Jimmy, everybody deserves a little love.
I was muted. I'll say it again.
I know. I was thinking about, we all watched you talking, and I was thinking, Solana, wouldn't it be funny if we didn't alert him and we allowed him to do an entire segment, maybe an entire show while muted?
Yeah, that's just a good point there, Crowder.
Kind of watch his lips move and then respond as if we think we know what he said, and just see if he would continue to do an entire segment, maybe an entire show that way.
Y'all actually probably respond to what I say once a show. So we ride this for 3 hours.
Where he just never knows that no one can hear him. He thinks he's spreading the gospel. Well,
I was saying, to steal Jack's words, there was a lot of guys back there living in the land of milk and honey, including Duncan.
For real. Yeah, for that was real.
Impressive shooting night.
Yeah, so the Heat, they knocked the series 1-1, and the next game will be Wednesday night here in Miami at the Kaseya Center. We'll get to headlines with Solana in a second. There's a little thing of odds that came across the email here from sportsbetting.ag. Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe went back and forth on Fox's Undisputed for years, but in the end, the couple just couldn't survive. Not many can with Bayless on the other mic. But there's a big bag waiting for whichever talking head ultimately grabs the mic opposite of Skip. And now there are odds on who that personality will be. Whew. Are you ready for who might be, according to the odds on sportsbetting.ag, who the next co-host of Undisputed may be?
He's going to be black.
Well, I will tell you this.
Skip knows how to find him a good argumentative black guy.
The second favorite, there's a favorite before him. The second favorite is Chris Mad Dog Russo, who is white and a very good debater.
Oh, I love Mad
He's
Dog.
He's great with Stephen A. I'm not certain that he, like him and Skip debating back and forth, might be like nails on a chalkboard.
I was just going to say, and I started this with race, so nothing to do with that. Isn't that the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other? Yeah, I don't think that'll be good.
And then after him is Nick Wright, another white guy, a Fox Sports mainstay.
I would like that. Or I don't love Nick Wright, but I think that would be better than Mad Dog.
Right. I think you need someone larger than life, kind of, or approaching that to go off against Skip. And I'm not certain Nick Wright is that dude.
Yeah.
The favorite right now at 5-1 is Kendrick Perkins.
Perk is going to cuss him out.
Yeah. Perk would not sit there and get steamrolled. Not that Shannon did either, but Perk might not be able to control himself when it comes to curse words.
He gets on your nerves, and Perk is not going to take him cutting him off. And then what Skip does, and Shannon used to get mad about it, where Skip would just flat out say, like, you don't know what you're talking about. Not we disagree. You're uneducated. And that's what gets the people about Skip. Hell with you. I'm uneducated. You're uneducated.
So the favorite is Kendrick Perkins, 5-1. then Mad Dog Russo 6-1, then Nick Wright 7-1, and one other personality is 7-1.
Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark.
I knew he was in the pool.
Interesting. He could hold his own against Skip.
Yes, he could. And I had inside information. That's why I didn't say him first. But I don't know. To be honest, like I don't know what's going to happen. But I knew somebody reached out.
Interesting. Then Marcellus Wiley at 9-1. He's very good.
Yeah.
Sean Salisbury at 9-1. But that may affect because I think that when they air is when he does Big O's show, no?
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking of so sacrifice. Marcellus Wiley would be good because he's funny and he's upbeat, where Skip's always negative. Marcellus is way more positive.
Ray Lewis and Scottie Pippen, 10-1. Give me Scottie Pippen every day debating sports takes.
They're going to waste a bunch of money because that's not going to work, but I would love Scottie up there.
Every day.
That would be good, though, for just strictly Michael Jordan-LeBron debates. That would be great.
Oh, my God, because Pippen is, just all over LeBron everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And Pippen can't keep his white hair dyed to do an Instagram video. How's he going to keep his hair dyed every single day?
Barkley is 16-1, but they could never afford Charles Barkley, and he would never do that with Skip. J.J. Redick, 25-1. I think he's carving out such a nice lane for himself on ESPN. I don't think he would be I don't think that would be the smartest move for him right now.
J.J. is going to be the next big guy. J.J. is going to have his own show here coming up, so now I really enjoy watching him and listening.
Tom Brady, 33-1.
No chance in hell.
And Alejandro Solana, 45-1. He, of course, blowing up in the world of media.
All he do
Ryan
is agree
Clark,
with Skip.
Interesting, though. Ryan Clark.
All Solana would do would agree with Skip and give Alf takes. I don't know if that'll last for years.
Cute. That's cute.
Hey, let's play this sound of Kendrick Perkins. I'll get to Cat Talk and we'll get the headlines here in a second. But Kendrick Perkins went on Instagram after the Heat game last night. You know how much he loves Eric Spoelstra. And here's what he said on social media after the Heat game.
Boy, Mike Malone, you've been galloping on that high horse. I don't know if it was one of Jokic's horses that you bore, but you've been on that high horse lately. But guess what? You got a slice of humble pie tonight because Eric Spoelstra out-coached your ass. He did. You didn't know if he was in zone, man. And shout out to Espo, starting Kevin Love, bringing in that championship pedigree, who delivered on both ends of the floor. And some people use the terminology when you hear certain things that, man, it damn near made me want to throw up. I was listening to my brothers Greeny and Stephen A., Jay Rose, and Will Bourne at halftime talking about the Denver size, the athleticism. They too good offensively. It damn near made me want to go on a diet. But I'm not, because them goons from Dade County delivered in great fashion. And guess what? Not only do you got to see this face, you got to hear this country-ass voice all day tomorrow on television. I'm going to be live at 5. Carry on.
He's almost like a wrestling promo, you know?
Yeah.
I thought about going on a diet, but I'm not. hey, Hulk Hogan, let's go.
And he's right, though, man.
He was great.
He was great. The people, the TNT wasn't. It ain't TNT anymore. It's Michael Wilbon and Jalen Rose and them, ESPN people. They praise Spo up and down pregame, halftime, postgame, and it's well-deserved.
Yeah, he was great, Perk, there. You got to get off your high horse, Michael Malone, because Spoelstra schooled your ass.
Isn't that where them goons from Miami came from?
Kendrick Perkins.
I still got my shirt. I wore it the other day.
Them goons from Miami. Let's do Cat Talk real quick because I want to get the headlines. Cat Talk real quick, Solana.
Sergey Bobkov.
Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I mentioned this when Plagans was on with us last hour, but Paul Maurice came into the postgame press conference Saturday night after the loss, told the media just to relax, used an F-bomb there, only one game. This was the actual clip of Paul Maurice.
It's a tight game. Both teams make mistakes. We lost the first game in the Boston series well and got a little better. Then we lost two more, got a little better. Everybody just f-ing breathe. Right? I feel like you people have been here. You're tight. Gotta loosen you up a little bit.
Love that guy, man. Yeah. Love that guy. Panthers back at it tonight. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Which flavor are you drinking right there?
I found it. I found it, Hawk. South Florida. I found it at the gas station.
That's the one.
Fantasy Vibe, Mandarin Orange and Marshmallow Limited
That's
Edition.
That's the one. Oh. I want to try that one. All right. I'll be on the lookout now in South Florida.
Head down to Hialeah. That's where I found it.
All right. Maybe on the way to the radio station tomorrow. By the way, before we get to headlines here, if you want to stay connected with our show every day, give us a follow in the Odyssey app for easy access to clips and show reminders and more. You could check out the Rewind feature, too. I always say, hey, so-and-so joined us a little bit earlier. You could use the Rewind feature if you missed it. It really is like the best way to listen to us, follow us, keep up with what's going on with the show. So download the Odyssey app. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can find it in the App Store. And then just give Hockman and Crowder a follow, and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime. You don't have the Odyssey app. What is wrong with you? A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. What do you say I start with the Miami Heat?
What do you say? I'm in.
The Miami Got Heat. You. 17 of 35, 48.5% from three. You got four from Max in the first quarter. Two from Kevin Love back in the starting lineup. Four from Gabe Vincent, made himself a ton of money this postseason. Two from Lowry, two from Duncan, two from Jimmy, and a massive one from Caleb Martin. Maybe the biggest one of the game, to be quite honest. And that is your 17-3.
It actually was huge. I know it's. I know you've caped up for him, but it was indeed a huge three.
17 threes is the most the Miami Heat have ever made in the NBA Finals. And they win by three to even up the NBA Finals at one apiece.
All right.
Me and my wife got in an argument because of Bam hitting those free throws late. They were huge. Those two late were huge free throws. I was actually rubbing her feet nicely as a good husband. And when he hit the first one, I squeezed real hard in excitement. And she said, ah! And I hurt the hell out of her feet.
Hmm. I like a good foot rub.
Are you inquiring about my efforts?
I'll ask my wife sometimes when we sit on the couch. I'll say, hey, can you rub my feet? And she will oblige. And then she'll say, you don't rub my feet. And I say, you wouldn't like it.
She rubs your feet?
Mm-hmm.
You got little Fred Flintstone feet, though.
Yeah.
I have beautiful feet.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
Oh, I do.
You wear those flip-flops, it turns my stomach.
No, that's not true at all.
Don't put that in the...
Don't
oh,
do
my
that.
Goodness. What are you Yabba dabba do.
A good-looking foot right there.
That's a terrible little foot.
I just
That's a foot anyone wants to massage.
That's a seal paw.
What are you talking about? It's a great-looking foot.
Your wife massages your feet? Mm. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, the toes are webbed.
That. Aren't they beautiful?
No. And you need to rub your heel on a loofah.
Yeah, a little heel, like a little crack be gone or whatever. With the little heel crack working.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like it.
No, stop doing, stop putting that nastiness.
Great looking foot.
Bam, bam.
I mean, I will say, Assfoot settled down over there as well.
Yeah, okay? I mean, how did I not remember that? I mean, this guy's talking about feet.
Well, let's go. We want to go. We want to go. We're going to go.
What are we doing here?
I mean, look
at
that.
We will go.
God, man.
Yes, foot.
Mine's better than that.
What are you guys doing? Stop. Stop.
Look at the angle.
Stop.
And my foot is much better.
Look at the angle of my toes. Your toes are all even. Your big toe and little toe.
Symmetrical. It's beautiful. I put together a beautiful foot.
It's a little block.
Mm. Yeah, your foot's disgusting.
It's the weirdest segment ever.
If you don't subscribe to our show video on YouTube, you may want to today. Foot off.
Got you, son.
Go to YouTube and search WQAM, 560 WQAM. All right, all three of us. Solana, your foot's awful.
Ew. Awful.
Oh, my foot has you by a mile.
Perfectly. You have four toes?
Perfectly.
Man, look at that foot.
What happened to your toes, Solana? You have your feet bound?
No way. I have perfect toes.
Oh, you jammed your feet in high heels as a kid.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's how my mom's foot used to be all mangled up because she wore high heels.
Not mangled up. My toes are
perfect. Oh, my goodness. You I guess you'll have that heels. Taken care of after the gums and stuff.
Pedicure. I get pedis all the time. Yes. I've got the nicest feet on the show. It's not even a question.
I won that by a mile.
Not with that little thing you put up there, that little nub.
It's a beautiful foot. People watching this on YouTube, I mean, they're lining up to rub my foot.
That's why you wear them Air Monarchs, them Nick Saban specials.
That's why my foot is in such good shape. Anyway, YouTube, 560 WQAM, subscribe to the channel, and then there's a playlist there. There's a Hockman and Crowder playlist, and you can watch all our videos.
Where do you find the Andy Reid Nikes? I've always wanted to ask you.
Listen, man, I wear nice, comfortable shoes, and it creates a beautiful foot in the long haul.
You, Andy Reid, Pete Carroll. Nick
I know
Saban.
I got their feet. Oh, I got their feet.
You and Belichick stop at the same place. I know where you get them.
I'll have this, by the way, I'll have this titled under Heat Nuggets Game 3 Preview.
Imagine Heat fan, 33180. How angry he's going to be.
Tonight, Game 2. Stanley Cup Finals from Vegas. I see there's a texter very upset that we continue to refer to Vegas as VGK. So I'll do it again. VGK.
He was actually annoyed that we were calling it LVK or something like that, which is completely wrong because a lot of people don't even know this. Las Vegas is not even in their name. Vegas Golden Knights is their name. They do not have. Yeah, he said LVK. He said stop calling the Las Vegas Knights LVK. But Vegas Golden Knights are referred to as VGK.
Los Marlins. They swept the A's over the weekend. They host the Royals. Three straight beginning tonight, 6:40 from Lone Depot Park.
All right.
Show a little love to Uruguay. They beat the U.S. yesterday.
How about that?
In the under-20 World Cup. How about the finalists for the under-20 Men's World Cup in soccer? Italy, Uruguay, South Korea, and Israel that beat Brazil.
I mean, if you had those four, then you knew that Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson, like, come on. But, yeah, Solana's Uruguay team beat USA yesterday.
Easy dub. Easy dub.
Easy dub.
Oh. Easy dub. The Miami Hurricanes men's baseball team.
USA looked like Crowder's foot out there.
Beautiful.
Miami Hurricanes men's baseball team eliminated over the weekend.
They looked like Solana's foot.
Mark Light shakes. We will miss
that you. That looked like my foot.
Bro, it's not even close. I have the nicest feet on the. Like, it's really not close.
I mean,
close.
I blew you guys away.
Fuck, you have a seal, Paul.
Ridiculous. I mean, look at this foot. I mean, this foot is. I mean, it's beautiful. Look at the mobility. Look at the mobility I have on my toes.
I want to throw you a sardine. Your feet are terrible.
I mean, it's not even a contest.
Your weather it's sponsored by Demesman and Dover
Law Firm. Of sports.
Your accidentattorneys.com. Call them 866-954 more right now in South Florida. Looks like it may rain. If you got feet like webbed Mark Hockman, you may be in luck.
Can swim all the way home.
That's your weather.
All right, toilet paper foot. Listen, I don't know about Clay Ferrero's feet, but I can tell you about his stiff arm. The dude can throw it down.
Yes.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10 is going to join us in the next segment. He is in Las Vegas. He had to deal with an unruly VGK fan after the game on Saturday on live TV, and Clay took the dude out.
Gloriously.
Gloriously. So yeah. Clay Ferrero will join us here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts, and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10 is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Just noticed that when I texted Clay this morning, I said, you know, you want to come out with us about 4:30-ish Eastern time, 2:30 Mountain time. And I just realized he's not on Mountain time. He's on West Coast time, Pacific time. I screwed that up today, Clay. That's a bad start for me. You didn't even correct me.
I let that one go, Hawk, but don't mess with me today. I'm not taking any mess off of you.
We're not messing with you.
I'm not taking any mess.
Period. End of story. We're on the radio, obviously, but we also have a little video component on YouTube. Solana has the video. We're going to show it to me and Crowder and Solana and anybody watching on YouTube of Clay stiff-arming the VGK fan right out of the screen. This was on Local 10 Saturday night after the game. Look at that.
This is great radio.
Cool. Look at that. I mean, you took that guy. I don't know what happened. So you're doing a live stand-up outside T-Mobile Arena. Vegas fans are obviously feeling themselves. They just won game one. And what happened? A guy got a little too close for your liking?
Yeah. So, you know, we're joking around about this, but I do want to, like, be fair to the situation, everybody involved. Everybody else was so cool. And so, you know, we got to set up out there. We got some logistical challenges just because we can't go live until the game is over anywhere inside the arena, which is understandable. I mean, that's typical stuff. You know, the broadcasters want to maintain their the integrity of the rights, which you understand. So we had to find somewhere to go. And so we go outside, and, like, the atmosphere on the plaza is amazing. It's incredible. It's kind of like, what do they call it, Raptor Land, or I don't know what it's called in Toronto for all the Toronto Raptors
Jurassic
teams.
Park.
You see all the fans up. Yeah, Dress Park, yeah. So it's something like that. Excuse me, by the way, the people are moving things in inside the arena.
Punch
here.
Them. Punch
so
someone.
Do you know who Hockman is? Everybody was so cool, and I turned around right before we went. I said, "Hey, if you guys want to be here, that's great. I want you as loud as possible. You just need to stay back." And everybody, like, listened and was super cool, except the one guy. And, you know, when you look to your side and you see a clearly broken middle digit on somebody's finger, you have to make sure that that doesn't stay up very long, or else the FCC is going to come calling you. So it was really, and I'll say this too, somebody with NHL security actually found me last night, and he said, "Hey, I recognize you from the clip. We saw it. Please come and get any one of us if any of that happens again." That's not what we're about. We want nothing to do with that. It was just
I thought the guy
so cool
from security was going to say, "Please, can you come give a lesson to our security guys, because you obviously know how to handle a situation."
But it's kind of one of those things where I love the chaos of live shots like that. It's so fun. Like, for me, it's, you know, I like the noise, because my thing is, if you're watching that on TV, not the middle finger, but if you're watching a bunch of people going crazy behind you, you're not turning that off. I mean, people love to see chaos and craziness and sporting events and stuff when it's good spirit. And, you know, for the most part, it was up until that. You know, I'm not going to stop doing that kind of thing. Just got to be a little bit more, I guess, judicious of where we are and making sure that we don't have people too close to us. But no, it was, you know, it was one moment that wasn't great. And yet, man, this experience has been just awesome all the way around other than that.
Hey, Clay, I'm going to speak to you in badass terms, because that's what you are. You're Liam Neeson in Taken. Did you see the threat approaching, or did you just react?
I did not. Just reacted, which I don't know if that speaks highly or lowly of me, that was my reaction to but then, no, it's like it's your job, man. You don't want your boss to be seeing that. You're like, "Hey, so it's just completely cool for you to let somebody come in and drop a middle finger on television?" So, no, it was reaction. I did not see him coming, but, you know, once my peripheral vision saw a middle finger in the air, I guess the reaction is just to protect my job at all costs.
Okay, so what's the Rays look like? Because that was executed extremely well.
I mean, to plan.
The Rays?
Yeah.
You got to get a raise for, you just said it. Like, now your boss sees that, how dedicated you are to making this broadcast. Clay, you need a raise, bro.
Will Manso would never.
No. That's what I'll go with. So I don't know if you guys have a side hustle, but I'll be glad to hire you as my agents. And you can go in and negotiate this for me. And, you know, that way, you know, they say you don't want the client to be the one, like, hearing all the bad stuff. So you guys can hear all the bad stuff for me and then just play that on a loop for me. And then that'll do the job.
Well, I will tell you, I have not seen a media ass kicking like that since Vic Bermudez kicked the crap out of Sid Rosenberg in the back of a taxi.
Does this exist somewhere? I feel like I need to see this.
Still photos. There's no video, but still photos.
Clay, exist. But it lives rent-free in my mind because I was in the taxi.
A real man.
How Clay have I not Ferrero, heard this story yeah. before?
Yeah, it's a doozy. It's yep. a doozy. Clay Ferrero on Local 10. So he's in Vegas. The game won Saturday night. You know, I mean, they lost, but Paul Maurice, we played the audio of him where he says, you know, let's just relax. You know, use a little saltier language. What was your takeaway from game one? Are you nervous about this series, or was like, hey, that was that could have gone either way?
No, I'm not nervous. I mean, look, you don't want to lose a game, and yet I didn't feel like there was anything in that game where you came away saying, oh, they're not going to be able to solve this. They're in trouble. You know, it even felt like to me the Panthers controlled a large portion of that game outside of, like, when you start with the goal at the Marchessault goal, and then you go through the next, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of ice time up until the second goal for Vegas. That's when it felt like Vegas really controlled things. And then obviously at the end of the game. But for the rest of it, it felt like the Cats were getting great chances. You know, obviously they hit the post a few times and the crossbar, and they had the insane save by Aiden Hill. You know, so like you can say that with any game, right? You can say, oh, well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, well, then, you know, maybe it's a different game. And yet I think you do have to look at that and say, okay, they're not overmatched. It's clearly going to be an evenly matched series. And, you know, a few breaks go the other way and you feel pretty good about yourself. So, no, nothing that you're nervous about other than the fact that you're down 1-0.
And, Clay, does the physicality, you know, the little nastiness, little chippiness, is that an advantage for either team?
I know Vegas has a bigger defensive line, and yet it felt to me like when Vegas is coming out of the game chirping about how the Panthers were baiting them into stuff and whatever, it's like, no, that's just how the Panthers have played for the last few weeks and really for most of the season. So, like, if that's already in Vegas's head that the Cats are trying to bait them into things with this physical play, well, then they could be in trouble if they're going to have to, like, rouse up something to try to match the intensity the Panthers brought physically. So, I mean, what I thought was interesting was, you know, these are two teams that don't see each other very often. It's not like they're conference rivals or anything. And yet first period of game one, they're already at each other's throats. And, you know, so I think clearly both teams came in with the mindset to set the tone, but it felt like it was Vegas who came out of it like, oh, well, they were trying to send a message to us. And the Panthers are just like, no, that's just kind of how we play.
Where'd you watch the Heat game last night? You go to a sports book? You go to that pool? Circa. Circa is the one where they got the stadium pool. Where'd you go last night?
So we were just going back and forth between we're at BetMGM, Park MGM, excuse me. And, you know, which is, I mean, you basically opened up right to the mouth of the arena. There was a little get together at one of the little, it's called Beer House, right in between here in New York. So, like, a lot of the media people who were here were at that, but then we had to come out and do our live hits for the 10 o'clock show and then the 11 o'clock and then the post game show. So, you know, I was the good luck charm, because when I left in the fourth quarter, that's when the big comeback started. So I clearly had to stop watching at that point because, you know, while I was watching, they started to fall behind. So game plan for game three is for me to be nowhere near any television or anything like that for the game.
So did you not get to see my beloved Duncan Robinson put on a show in the fourth quarter?
Well, I streamed it. I brought my iPad out with me. So, but I just can't be like near a regular television, you know, so I have to be like pretending to work. This is what I'm like too. I don't know about you guys, but like in games that are of significance, I get a lot of nervous energy, and my wife can vouch for this. Like, if she needs chores done around the house, like laundry or dishes or, you know, cleaning up our kids' mess in the playroom or whatever, she knows that game time is great because she can just put an iPad in front. I'll just walk around and, like, do nervous energy chores while stuff's going on. So I have to find a nervous energy chore when I get back into South Florida for Wednesday night to be able to get that done.
Hey, Clay, quickly back to the Panthers, because, like, right now I'm going to be down on the beach on Friday night and the Heat are playing. You're going to feel that playoff buzz. Everybody's going to have Heat jerseys on, you know, the Panthers jerseys on, because what's going on? When you're in Vegas, Is there like a play, like a Stanley Cup buzz? Because there's already a million people walking around having a good time.
There is, because people here love this team. They love, you know, the thing with Vegas is there's always been this stigma attached to having a professional sports team. And it hasn't been up until the last few years that stigma started to erode. And now it's like full force, right? I mean, UNLV forever was their, you know, essentially their pro sports team. But now, I mean, the Las Vegas Aces get an enormous amount of support out here. Obviously, the Vegas Raiders, even if it's not necessarily local fans, people coming in from all over just for the event when they play. But the Vegas Golden Knights are the ones that have really kind of captured this place's attention. We were actually talking to, and get this, you guys will appreciate this. We were talking to somebody who runs a sports book in town. And he said that I guess it became a thing among Vegas fans to just kind of go around and put like a minimum bet before the season started on the Golden Knights to win the cup. Like, and I don't know whatever the minimum was. He was saying they would lose $4 million if the Golden Knights won the cup, just from people getting these like souvenir tickets just to say they had them. So that's the type of thing like where people just kind of united and put their money down just to have the souvenir, and it could end up paying off big time for them in the end.
Clay, there's an Eataly right there in Park MGM. Have you gone?
Yep. We went there.
So
we
good,
went,
right?
Where else have we gone? So good. That place is great. You know, we really, the NHL does a great job with this. So we've had plenty of good free stuff too. But yeah, Eataly was one of the best ones we've put up so far.
Yeah, that's a good stop right there. All right, so you can watch Clay Ferraro on Local 10. He is in Vegas, and then he will come back, and you'll cover the Panthers when they're here?
Yes, sir. And if anybody wants to drop a middle finger on TV, you'll have to meet my friends Knuckle and Sandwich.
There you go, Clay.
Who knew Clay was a badass? Like, yeah. Like there are certain guys where you go, oh, I think we've had this conversation where, like, you know, if stuff went down, right? Like, does Safed Dean, does he have, like, grown man strength? Joe Shad, we've talked about. Adam Beasley, he can't defend you because he's got the open-toed sandals. You just step on his toes, he's immediately out of it, yeah. You know. But Clay, I mean, I Clay's a sleeper, man. Clay is a sleeper.
He's got the reach.
He's got the reach. Great point. Not afraid to use it.
The reach and the rage. It's a great combination.
He pushed that guy all the way to Aria, which is from where the T-Mobile Arena is. I mean, that's
actually where the free media meal was a couple of hours ago.
But watching the video again, Hawk, how badass are you when you push somebody and don't even look their direction?
That's what I'm saying. Like that's why it was such a great stiff arm. He didn't even look at the dude. Didn't know that he was about to get his ass cooked. And
I thought it was Derrick Henry.
And he didn't even he didn't even stumble over his words. Like Clay just continued with the stand up.
Let me just make this clear in case my bosses are. I love you guys, so I will joke around with you guys about this. I am not condoning any of this. It was a reaction in the moment. However, yeah, if you're going to mess with my job, you're going to mess with my family, then my reaction
true
is not going to be very good.
True or false, Clay, when the report was over and the cameras were turned off, you curb stomped them.
No, by that point, he was gone, thankfully. He walked away and, you know, what I don't – honestly, I have no idea. He certainly seemed like he'd had a few, but yeah. But no, I was not.
Walked away
my whole thing is, I always say to myself, if somebody is filming this on their phone, they're going to post it on social media. How do I want to look? So I was just making sure. All right, if I can get away from the guy, then that's what I'm going to do. Like, let
like
the on air
Henry.
Stuff be the on air.
You did all right, man. There's several NFL teams looking at you, and a bunch of college coaches are checking you out in the transfer portal.
Got eligibility.
I do. Yeah. Nobody was coming calling me for college recruiting, so maybe that'll change now.
All right, Clay Ferraro from Local 10, badass. Thank you, Clay.
Love you, boys. Take care.
There you go. Don't get on his bad side.
What? Didn't even look at me.
Little did I know when I ran up on him at the arena a couple months ago, I had my life in my hands.
Your ass almost went over the rail, Hawk. See?
coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.